The legacy of that terrible shooting is just one of the many issues voters are thinking about ahead of Saturday's primary. Another is climate change. In 2019, the city of Charleston flooded almost once every 5 days. And officials here are already planning for a 2 to 3 foot sea level rise over the next 50 years.
My name is Betty Barnwell. Our address is Flood Street. The number one issue is flooding.
We met Bonwell sitting on her porch talking to some of her neighbors. She lives in public housing near Gadsden Creek, a strip of tidal wetland carved out of a former landfill on the northwest edge of the Charleston Peninsula.
I couldn't say why, because it always floods back here. You get the heavy rain, yes, it's going to flood. Sometimes it floods so bad you can swim in back here. Not over here, but, you know, on the concrete out there. But it's not good, really. It's really not good. I mean, heavy flood. Nobody cleans it up. Nobody cleans it up, darling. Mm-mm.
Dealing with this regular flooding is a way of life for Bonwell. And as she gets older, health care is also something she's been thinking a lot about. She has coverage, but there are a lot of folks around her without it. It's one of the reasons she's got her eye on Senator Bernie Sanders.
I like Sanders. I just had the feel anytime he talk, I can feel it like he will help us with medical. And a lot of people out here now need medical, like Medicaid. I get Medicaid. I get both of them. So people older than me, you know, don't get it.
According to a recent CBS poll, 42% of South Carolinians say health care is their number one concern. South Carolina does not have expanded Medicaid, which leaves many low-income residents without coverage. As we chat, Bonwell looks across the street, where some pools of water are forming after the light rain. And she brings up another problem plaguing the city, those who have housing and those who don't.
And right now, a lot of people out here right now don't have a place to stay. Yeah, they got shelter, but then there's a lot of more people, a lot of people here. You go see some of them sleeping up under the bridge and all that. You know, it's... But you just gotta... I like people to get help.
For years, the number of homeless people on the street in Charleston was going down. But last year, the city saw an uptick. All of this weighs heavy on Bonwell. So, of course, with the primary election just days away, she's thinking about her vote and what will count most.
What I want for America, I want to help each other, help people, you know, help us. Not only me, I mean, help everyone. I'm not going by color and all that, just help all of us.